and welcome to Saturate with your host, gospel singer, and Bible teacher, Chris Norman. Saturate is a program where we study to show ourselves approved, not ashamed, and rightly dividing the word of truth. So grab your Bible and study along with us as we dig deeper in order to expose a lot of erroneous preconceived ideas about God's word. As we prepare to study, let's pray. Father, thank you for making your word available to us, and thanks for the Holy Spirit's anointing to discern what we read today. In Jesus' name, amen. And now, here's your host, Chris Norman.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Saturate Today. Call somebody on the phone, tell them to join you. Get your Bible. We're going to do some studying today. Is that all right with you? Well, I sure hope so, because that's what we're going to do. Listen, I got a question to ask you. If you're saved, how much have you been forgiven? A little or a lot? See, some people have an estimation of an amount. Some think it's a great amount. Some people think it's not. You know, I was a good little sinner. We're going to talk about it and come to an answer for that right after this song. It's called Give the Lord the Highest Praise. Y'all praise the Lord with us. Come on.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord the highest praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, come on, give the Lord the highest praise. Hallelujah, oh, hallelujah. Praise His holy name.
Clap your hands. Hallelujah, folks. I like that song. I hope you did too, man. That always just cranks up my tractor, if you know what I'm talking about. Hey, listen, open your Bible to Luke chapter 7. You know, if you've been saved any length of time, going to church, you're going to be very familiar with this verse, or this story, I should say. But that's the thing with me. It's because, see, I've been to church a lot in my life. I've told you this before. I mean, I've been ever since I can remember. So I had a lot of preconceived religious ideas about the Word of God. And it used to be when I'd hear a preacher say, every time they'd say, open your Bibles, like it was close my heart. You know, open the Bible, close my heart. Because I'd already heard it. I'd heard every scripture they'd read. I'd heard it. And so very erroneously, I believed that I had everything there was to get out of that. And boy, how wrong I was until I got older and God began to show me. He said, you're going to have to unlearn all that in order to be able to learn it according to my spirit and according to the spirit of the word. So let's read in Luke chapter 7. It's a long chapter. Scoot down to verse 36 says, Now one of the Pharisees was requesting him to eat with him, and he entered the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. And there was a woman in the city who was a sinner. Notice they already had her labeled. She's a sinner. And when she learned that he was reclining at the table in the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster vial of perfume, and standing behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears, and she wiped them with the hair of her head, and began kissing his feet, and anointing them with the perfume. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, now notice he didn't say this out loud, he said this in his mind, I guess. And here's what he said. He said, if this man, talking about Jesus, he's saying, if this man were a prophet, he would know what sort of a person this woman is who's touching him, that she is a sinner. And then notice there's an exclamation point after that. And verse 40, Jesus, of course, being able to read anybody's mind, heard Simon thinking. And on verse 40, Jesus responded to him and said, Simon, I have something to say to you. And he replied, say it, teacher. And so Jesus said, a moneylender had two debtors, one that owed 500 denarii and the other 50. When they were unable to repay, he canceled the debt of both. So which of them will love him more? And Simon answered and said, I assume the one of whom he canceled the greater debt. And he said to him, you have judged correctly, Simon. And turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, do you see this woman? I entered your house and you gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. You gave me no kiss, but she has not stopped kissing my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with perfume. For this reason I say to you, her sins, which are many, have been forgiven, for she loved much. But the one who is forgiven little loves little. Let's do this commercial, and we'll come right back here and talk about that, okay? See you in just a second.
Saturatenow.com. If you'll go to that website, you can get information about Crossroads Gospel Singers, where we're going to be. You can even book our group if you'd like. You can also get radio content for this Saturate program. You can even download music as well. The site is under construction, so keep coming back to see what changes have been made. If you desire to make a tax-deductible donation to the ministry, saturatenow.com is the place to go. Thanks for your generous support of the ministry. God bless you.
Yeah, saturatenow.com. We appreciate y'all going there. Listen, not only can you get the music and get some messages, but you can also drop us a line and let us know what you think. If you want to contact us, get the group to come play or sing. I just told you that. I'm reiterating myself. But listen here, let's talk about this. So how much have you been forgiven? Now, that's a good question because, and see, sometimes I assume that everybody thinks like I do. Shame on me. But there was a time when I've been messed up. I've been messed up, and I still might not have all the light with some stuff, but I do believe I see something in here that I didn't see when I first heard it. And that was because I think we judge people. I think we judge, the news media. You see somebody come on as a murderer. There, I'm sure we would feel like we're not as bad as a murderer. I hadn't killed anybody. In fact, I've heard people say that before. When you try to witness to them and talk to them about God, they'll say, well, I ain't killed nobody. They didn't read that scripture about where Jesus said, if you talk bad about somebody, you're murdering them, So, yeah, I think we've killed people we didn't even know we killed. But that's another sermon. We tend to have levels of sin. We tend to have what we call, remember, white lies. Obviously, if there's white lies, there must be black lies, But the thing is, when you look at the Word of God and what it teaches us about the law, and this is a lot of the focus of this program, is to preach grace, to teach you about grace, to introduce to those who have been trying to achieve their own righteousness by good deeds, or maybe by doing just like what we just said, by saying, well, I haven't done that, or I haven't been bad, I haven't done that. But listen to what the Bible says in Romans chapter 3. There is none righteous, no, not one. There's none who understands. There is no one who seeks out God. They have all turned aside together. They have become corrupt. There is no one who does good. Now, this is talking about everybody, folks. You go on down and it says, in verse 23, it says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And in 1 John it talks about if anybody says he's not sinned, he's just a liar. We've all sinned. We've all come short. And according to the law, if you fail in one area, you fail in all of it. If you are guilty of any of it, you're guilty of all of it. And here's the thing. It ain't like, you know, sometimes we go along and we do something bad. And you'll even see this in the news media. I mean, it's appalling to me. But we've had presidents of the United States. I'm not going to name any names. But they've done some horrible things while in office. And, you know, it don't take very long. And people forget. You know, they don't really forget, but they don't remember the severity of it. They just kind of let it brush over, brush it under the carpet, and get on by. We do the same thing with ourselves. We may make a mistake and do something wrong that we know is wrong, but and everybody, you know, maybe your wife, maybe your mom, maybe your family members, or maybe even society, maybe you have to go before the judge, and for a time, your name's mud. But you get over it, you know, you tend to get over it. So we think that after a while, maybe it goes away. But here's the thing, folks. We were born sinners. We were born into a life of sin. And folks think, well, I'm a sinner because I sin. No, you sin because you are a sinner. We were talking about that in church today. When a little kid comes up, you take something, you take one of their toys, and they go, "That's mine." They didn't learn that from their mama. Well, I hope not. Honey, they were born that way. "That's mine. Give me that." You know, we're born with these things. The Bible says our imaginations are evil from our youth. Well, with all that being said, sin's not going away. Let's say you break one commandment. The law says you're guilty of all of them, and you can't take it back. You're always going to be guilty, so therefore, you need a Savior. Jesus Christ, of course, is that Savior that came to the world. I'm the light of the world. I'm the way, the truth, and life. Nobody enters, can get to the Father but by me. And so we have Jesus Christ as our personal Savior now, and we need Him. So you call on His name. You ask Him to forgive you. So we have different degrees now. In humans' eyes, we got different degrees of sinners. Here's somebody over here that's maybe murdered somebody, literally. I don't know. But that's pretty bad. But maybe you got another person that's really been a good little person, just never accepted Christ as their Savior. But you must realize, according to the law and according to us being born after Adam, a sinner, we all are just as guilty. That being said, that means we all have been forgiven very much. And since we've all been forgiven much, we should all love much. There's not a single person that's ever accepted Christ that hasn't been forgiven exactly the same amount as another person. We've all been forgiven very much. We should remember the pit where we came from and the hole from which we were dug. Honey, when Jesus came down and pulled me out of the miry clay, He had to pull up pretty hard on me. I don't know about you, but I've sure been forgiven a lot, and I want to love a lot back in return. And Jesus said, if you'll do it to the least of these, you've done it to me. The Bible says it's not that we loved Him, it's that He loves us. And if He loves us, we ought to love each other.
Yeah, but He ain't worth loving. She ain't worth loving.
Well, neither were you. And Lord knows, I certainly wasn't worth loving. But God made up His mind and said from the foundation of the world that He was going to love me unconditionally. It's not just a feeling with God. It's a decision that He made to bring His Son to this earth to die as a propitiation. There's that word, which means a stand-in, which means our replacement. He took the punishment so you wouldn't have to take it. And honey, I'm telling you, because we were born sinners, there was punishment coming. But He took it for us and nailed it to the cross. And today, we can look to Him and have joy in our hearts, knowing that we don't have to die and go to hell. You might think there's different degrees of sin, but there's not. The ground is level at the feet of Jesus. Aren't you grateful? We've all been forgiven much. Hey, we're grateful you came to Saturate today. Visit us on saturatenow.com. Until this time tomorrow, folks, we'll see you then. Have a good one. Bye-bye.